Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's baby crockers when we need them?
Hour number three. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I didn't even ask during the whole break. Did we get Dean? Did Dean join us? Okay. So once again, from Ammoland's Shooting Sports News, the biggest website of its type where they talk right about the gun culture, is the biggest writer in the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, young man.
Good afternoon, and I'm glad to be here.
Hey, me too. I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you here. So, let's kick this off, and they are, well, you found another bear tag.
Oh, yes. Yes, and this is, again, it's a Freedom of Information Act request done by Ammoland, and what we find is there's another fantastic story that never made it to the media because probably nobody ever told them and they weren't all that interested in the first place. And this was an attack that happened in the western part of, midwestern part of Wyoming, on Fish Creek near Forest Service Road 693 and in the Union Pass area, if that means much to most people. But It's a wild part of the state. There aren't a lot of people around there, but there are some. And there was a family group that was camping about 300 yards from the creek. There's a little camping space there just off of 693. And one of the children had wandered down near the creek and had came back and said that he'd seen a dead calf there. Calf as in the offspring of a cow. There are also, you know, elk calves and such, but this was a dead calf from a cow. Apparently there was a ranch in the area that had cows, and this was a calf. So two members of the group, I suspect they were men, but it is very careful not to say in the redacted version of the FOIA that I got, went to investigate. And they armed themselves. One had a Savage Model 99 in 308, and another had a Taurus Tracker, a five-shot 41 Magnum. And they went to investigate because they knew that this area was known to have bears and that they didn't want the kids wandering around the creek because they wanted to go fishing if there was a dead calf, because that would be a known bear attractant. And they didn't want their kids to be killed by a bear. So they started walking down Forest Service Road 693 toward the creek. And as they got close to the creek, one of them, who was the person with the 41 Magnum, and he was a little behind the person who had the Savage, saw that there was a kind of a little break in the foliage or the trees, going down toward where the creek was, and he said, oh, that'd be a good place to have bears. And just as he said it, a grizzly bear is charging at them out of that opening, I mean, right at that moment. And he said it appeared to be coming at them at 90 miles an hour, which I'm sure was very fast. And the person who had the Savage 99, and it, for a lot of people, claim that the Savage 99 is one of the best handling woods rifles ever made. And I shot my first deer with one, matter of fact, and they are an excellent woods rifle. And the guy who was in the lead threw the rifle up to his shoulder and fired at the charging bear. They said that they had first seen it from only about 15 or 20 feet away, and that it was only 8 to 10 feet from them when he shot. That's very close.
Yeah.
But he must have probably broke a shoulder, because the bear stumbled down to its left, which is a little bit away from him and a little bit closer to the fellow who had the 41 Magnum. And there's a, in the article, there's a diagram that the investigating officers made showing where the bear was first shot, where it stumbled down, where the people with the 41 Mag and the 308 were. And they marked all these things, and you can see it. The bear stumbled toward the guy with the 41 Magnum right on the edge of the road. It was like 6 feet from the person with the 41 Magnum. And as the bear went down, he opened up with the 41 Magnum. And at that time, the fellow with the Savage 99 fired a second shot at the bear. And the bear never quite recovered from this, but it managed to kind of crawl away. And it collapsed at the base of a small pine tree a few yards away from where it was first shot. And it was an older boar. When they investigated, they found that they said it was about 18 years old. It had been captured before. It had a tattoo which they couldn't make out on its lip. And it had at least two ear tags which had torn out previously.
Wow.
And now, there's just not that many 18-year-old boar grizzlies in an area that have been tagged a couple of times and tattooed. So my suspicion is that they were pretty sure what bear this was, but they couldn't absolutely prove it. They're just, you know, you just don't get that many grizzlies in an area that are that age and have been captured two or three times before. So, anyway, that bear was killed. The shooters went back to the campsite. I think they were out of ammunition. They only had 5 rounds each. The Taurus, person with Taurus had a full load of 5 rounds, and the Savage had 5 rounds. Often with those Savages, you'll load 5 and put 1 in the chamber, and that's it. You know, got 4 in the magazine and 1 in the chamber. And apparently he fired all 5 rounds, and so did the fellow with the Taurus, which was probably prudent, as you got a bear trying to kill you. And they go back to the campsite, and they were probably a bit shaken up. And about 45 minutes later, they returned in a pickup truck, which offers some protection, to make sure that the bear was dead. And for those who might wonder about the timing, it's common. I mean, when I was 10 years old, well, maybe 11, my father was telling me, if you shoot a deer, now, admittedly, it's a deer, not a grizzly bear, wait a while. Don't go chasing after it right away. Because if you do, you're likely to build the adrenaline up, and that deer will run off a long ways and you'll have to track it a while. Whereas if you just wait, it'll probably just lie down and quietly expire. Well, they knew the bear was down, but they waited 45 minutes, which I think was prudent. Then they returned in the pickup truck, and they were pretty sure the bear was dead. They got out of the truck to investigate the situation. The fellow with the 41 Magnum had obtained a camera, and he left his pistol in the truck in order to go out and take some pictures. And the person with the Savage, it doesn't say if he'd gotten more ammunition, but my suspicion is he probably had. And he took the rifle with him, and they go looking down towards the creek to inspect the dead calf. Well, they don't get very far.
And Hang on for me. I was listening too much to the story. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, primarily writer, though, nowadays. Anything else we need to know about the bear? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is the thing I was going to ask you about the bear, though, because I've never thought about this. I remember my uncle hunting a lot with 41 Magnum. And I just don't, I don't know anything about it. I have heard it is a little, you know, is it more powerful than a 357? Is it less than a 44? Is it just a medium cartridge that is a Magnum? When you're talking about a 41 Magnum, I know from you, from what we've talked about as far as bears are concerned, that bears have been killed by every caliber out there.
Right.
So
in terms of the 41 Magnum, it is an excellent cartridge. There's nothing wrong with the cartridge. The power of a 44 Magnum a 41 is really comparable to the 44. There isn't too much difference. It's just that the 41 is a little bit smaller in diameter, but they're loaded very close to the same energy levels, and that's considerably more than the 357 Magnum. And the 41, because it's a little bit smaller in diameter, has a little bit better ballistics than the 44. So for those who are expert and particular about ballistics, the 41 is a popular cartridge, but there's so many more 44s out there that the 41 just it never developed quite the following that is probably due, because both the 357 and the 44 do comparable things. The 41 may be a little bit better than either one of the others in certain conditions, but really they're all pretty good and they all work. Now, to get back to the story, our intrepid defenders. Now, and this is something I think people should consider, is that these were two people just walking down a Forest Service road when they were unprovokedly attacked by this bear. Now, it's people try to get inside the bear's mind and say, well, that bear, it wasn't an unprovoked attack because he had food nearby, and the bear was thinking he was protecting his food, and so that's not how it works. We don't measure provocation by what we imagine in the mind of an attacker. The people were there. They were walking on a road. They weren't doing anything to the bear except they existed. So the mere fact of their existence in that area was considered by the bear, apparently, to be a provocation, and he attacked them. Well, I call that an attack without any provocation. And so they shot the bear. They apparently killed the bear. They come back. They get out of the vehicle. The person with the 41 mag leaves his revolver in the vehicle. The other guy gets out with his Savage Model 99. And they start to move down towards the creek. And what happened? Another bear and a cub, apparently a sound of cub, come rushing out. The guy who did not have a 41 Magnum now runs back to the truck as fast as he could go. The guy with the 41 stands up tall, you know, with the Savage 99 and 308, shoulders his rifle, yells at the bears, and they stop and retreat. And then they see another cub. So there was apparently a sow and two cubs there as well. So they go back and they report the incident. Now, then what happens is that the people who are in charge of investigating such things, which is probably both the Wyoming Fish and Game Department and the United States Fish and Wildlife, investigated, because it was reported within about 2 or 3 hours of the time that it happened. And they come out there, but we don't know exactly when they got there and when they did the investigation. And this is in August. It was the 14th of August, so it's kind of warm. And I don't know if you've ever messed around with carcasses that have been laying out in the woods in the middle of August, but they tend to develop an odor fairly rapidly. So they did a field necropsy. Doesn't say precisely when it was done. And they found that it had been hit three times with .308 caliber bullets. And they didn't mention any others. But I'm just wondering how thorough they were, you know, and if they ever went over every square inch of that bear, because the person firing with the .41 Magnum was at about a 90-degree angle to the bear compared to the guy firing with .308. So his bullets very likely would have hit in a different, from a different direction in a different part of the bear. And, but they didn't say, they said they didn't, only found the three 308 bullets, which was sufficient to kill the bear. And they took the head and the four paws back, and disposed of the rest of the carcass. And they also said that they found the dead calf. They took pictures of it. There wasn't much left of that calf. You know, I had to look at the picture kind of closely to figure out that it was a calf. There was basically the back, you know, from the haunches to the forequarters was about all that was left of it. And they said that it had been killed by wolves and then fed upon by bears. Now, how they made that determination on a carcass that looked to be at least a few days old is hard for me to know. But I wasn't there, and I didn't read the sign, and that's what it said in the Freedom of Information, in the response to the Freedom of Information Act that we got. So that's what happened. The United States attorney declined any prosecution. It was pretty clear that it was self-defense, and it's another interesting case where firearms were very effective in defending against an unprovoked attack by a grizzly bear.
Well, let me get you to hang on, if you would.
I will.
And, let me actually point out where people can go find your stuff. because well over 1,800 articles are waiting on you, just like this one. Well, maybe not just like this one, because Dean covers the entire gamut of the gun culture, the politics, the tactical, the self-defense, the hunting, the, you know, constitutional carry, legislation, everything. He covers it all. And all of that is at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan infrastructure bill is continuing to be worked on in the Senate. Senators are continuing to plow through the numerous amendments to the bipartisan infrastructure upgrade. The roughly $1.2 trillion measure covers a multitude of needs. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz believes the plan being put forth is too spendy.
The price tag on this so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill is about $1.2 trillion. Roads and bridges are popular, and every advocate of this proposal says, well, gosh, people want roads and bridges. And it reminds me of the old swindler who says, hey, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. They're selling the same bridge over and over and over again. This bill has about $100 billion for roads and bridges.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Dow losing 323 points to close at 34,792. USA Radio News. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly sexually harassed 11 state employees since being in office. That's according to a report released by New York State Attorney General Lolita James. President Biden, along with Democrat and Republican lawmakers around the state, have asked for the governor to resign. New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim, appearing on Fox News, says Governor Cuomo now stands alone.
At this point, I can confidently say there are no Democrats at the local, state, or federal level who are supporting or will stand with this governor.
The vice chairman of the Fed Reserve says it's likely they will start raising interest rates in 2023. Richard Clarida saying the central bank expects to hit its economic targets by the end of next year. However, he did not say when the Fed might slow the monthly asset purchases that have kept the economy afloat during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Are we done talking about the Bears? Because I was going to ask you about the McCluskeys if we are.
Yeah, let's move on to the McCluskeys.
Have you ever seen a movie called My Girl Friday?
I can't say that I have.
It was later remade with Burt Reynolds and I can't remember her name, and Christopher Reeve was in it. It seems like the McCluskeys are like the incarcerated individual that's in My Girl Friday, because for some reason, for political gain, they're going to, in those movies, they're going to execute this guy just because it's good for them politically. And the McCluskeys, with Kim Gardner and now with Representative Cori Bush, all these people, they just plain want to see them just get hung on the cross almost.
It's true. That's what we see. And I think that it's because they want to establish the precedent that you do not have any legal ability or right to defend yourself when members of the woke mob are coming after you. I think that's it, because that's what we had here. We had BLM protesters. I believe it that most of them who were protesting didn't know that they were on private property. But I have developed sources close to the investigation who want to remain anonymous, and I talked to them about it, and they agreed with me that the the leadership of the protesters had probably planned this out well in advance. They knew what they were doing. They wanted to provoke a confrontation. And I think that's what we see in a lot of these so-called protests.
Is it?
Are the leadership wants a confrontation. They want bloodshed so that they can hang their hat on it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that they look at the possibility of some of their members getting killed as...
Absolutely. I think they would think that would be...
Relish, that would be something they would relish to have happen. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I think that they would prefer that. And especially if those members could be shown not to be armed. I think that is something that they would much prefer. Now, that's just based on a few decades of human experience and looking at how these things are developed and planned. And so this raucous crowd goes in there, and insults and threats were made on the McCloskeys. The McCloskeys had firearms, and they pointed them around rather promiscuously from what I saw in the video. I
mean, Not very tactically.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, it became a cause celebre of both people who want to defend Second Amendment rights and those who don't want any rule of law. The ones who don't want rule of law wanted the McCloskeys prosecuted, and Kim Gardner, who is a very far-left prosecutor in St. Louis, she was first elected with some George Soros money, and then she got reelected with some of it, and she has made herself popular as somebody who is going to go after the man and not going to prosecute criminals, and I guess we can probably say black criminals in particular. There was someone there who was charged with murder, and the prosecutor's office just couldn't be bothered to show up in court. So they dismissed the charges against this guy. And yet they go after the McCloskeys, a very political prosecution. I think that the video evidence was clear that they were well within their rights in defending their home and themselves. But the prosecutor's office wanted to make an example of them, and they tried to do so. In Missouri, it didn't work. The Kim Gardner and her entire office were taken off the case, but then the case was handed over to Richard Callahan. He's as a special prosecutor. He'd been a judge. He'd been appointed by President Barack Obama to a U.S. attorney, to be a U.S. attorney. And he was a long-time Democrat and ally of former Senator, Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill. So he gave interviews about this case, and it's just amazing that you have somebody who's a special prosecutor saying that he wanted to get a conviction, but his highest priority was to confiscate the couple's guns, which is a purely symbolic victory. It's not like the McCloskeys are poor. They could go out and buy a couple of replacement guns, which is what happened. Mark McCloskey, after the plea deal, immediately went out and bought another AR-15. And the pistol wasn't that much of a loss. It was always a question whether the pistol would function at all. And it was a Brico 38, which, if you're going to choose pistols, you know, is a step below a Jennings 22.
Which is a step below anything I carry.
Well, I have to admit, in my family, one of my family members had a Jennings 22, and it was actually a pretty accurate little pistol, and it was a good little vest pocket thing to carry around. But anyway.
But you don't carry one, do you? You don't carry one.
No, I don't carry a Jennings 22, but I'm saying that just because a gun is inexpensive doesn't necessarily mean it won't work. But with the Brico 38, that's not the way to bet.
Well, I mean, this is the thing.
They just have
with
a reputation
me,
of not being a good gun.
Inexpensive doesn't mean anything to me. Size means something to me.
Yeah.
I mean, those little Jennings guns and the Brico guns and all of those, I used to have a cigar lighter that was as big as some of those things.
Yeah.
And I couldn't operate
Brico,
so.
the Brightco has a bad reputation, in the 38 particularly. And, you know, they don't make it anymore, so I feel I can do that without stepping on too many toes. Whereas, you know, some of the small caliber, inexpensive guns have reputations of at least working well most of the time. So that's one of the reasons why I believe it was a Brightco that my brother was given one once while he was an officer, you know, before he retired several years ago. And he said he put a box of ammunition through it, and it completely destroyed the gun. One box, and it was non-functional after that. But, that, you know, that's just my recollection, and I didn't do a destructive test myself. That's what I heard. But so it was a political prosecution of the McCloskeys, and the governor, Governor Parsons, said that he would pardon them. And then about a year later, he did.
And, well, you've gotten to the main point here, and this is where I want to start the questioning. But we're coming up on the last break, so if you would, hang on a second. Ammoland.com. This is, if you were to go to Ammoland and scroll all the way down to the front page, on the bottom right, you'll see all contributors. Now, when you click on that and you click on certain names, you're going to find, you might find 10 articles. You might find 50 articles. There's some there that probably have a few hundred. You tap on Dean Weingarten's name and you're looking at over 1,800 articles. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and he was just talking about the way they're trying to politicize and make it a taboo thing to arm, you know, do, use armed self-defense against Antifa, basically.
Yeah.
Now, you had just brought up that the governor indicated he was going to pardon them, right?
Correct.
And now, I know that that means nothing until he actually does it, but he has now done that and everything else. And yet, even though the governor said that he was going to take away, you know, all of this work that this prosecutor wanted to do, all these things she wanted to try to do to them, he was going to pardon them, whether they found them guilty or not. And in fact, I think what they pled to is more of a technicality. Is that right?
It was. What was fascinating to me, you know, who's studied a fair amount of the law, especially about self-defense, is that the special prosecutor who was appointed, his name is Richard Callahan.
Yeah.
He talked about it, and he said, well, you know, I knew I couldn't really convict him on the firearms charges and anything where they could bring up self-defense as a defense. The laws of the state are just too clear. So he looked around, and he found that he could charge them with assault without them being able to use the defense, self-defense charge. And so he basically searched the law until he found a charge that he could make would be difficult to defend against. And then he offered them a sweet plea bargain so they wouldn't have to spend thousands of hours and tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars on a defense, and said, here's the deal. You know, we'll give you this sweet plea bargain where you have a couple thousand dollars in fines and a misdemeanor conviction, and it'll be all over. Or I'll go after you on this charge that's going to be hard for you to defend against. It's going to take a lot of time and money. So the McCloskeys, as lawyers, said, yeah, that's a reasonable deal, and they signed on it. And so they were convicted of these two minor misdemeanor charges, I think one each. And then Governor Parson went ahead and pardoned them. But to have a prosecutor say, well, you know, I really wanted to get these guys And so I looked around in the law, and I found a way that I could get them. You know, that's kind of antithetical to our whole system of justice, not the way it's supposed to work. And our prosecutors have been, in many cases, extremely politicized. And then we have Cori Bush, who I believe, I don't know, is she from Missouri? Is that
yes. Yeah.
Where her seat is? So I think
she's also a member of the SWAT, too, yeah.
Yeah, and she's up there saying, well, the governor only pardons people when it benefits white people. He doesn't do it for black people. He only did it for these guys because they're white. And she tried to make a racial issue out of this. And, you know, frankly, people like her are a definite threat to our whole political structure because what they are saying is tear it all down. We don't like what's there for whatever reason, even though it's been the most powerful, successful, tolerant, and least, I would say, difficult for poor people to live in, even minorities in the United States, of any country on earth, but they want to tear it all down because it's not perfect. Well, and primarily because I guess they aren't in charge. Here is this woman who has become one of the most powerful in the people in the world because of this system, and she wants to tear it all down. You cannot argue with that, and the people who push that don't believe in facts or objective reality or logic in any case. So what's the point? But she was elected. So there we are.
Yep. Well, I hate to say this, but there always seems to be a sub-genre of people that don't mind chaos.
Oh, some of them want it and believe that they will thrive in it. Most of them have never really experienced it and have no idea what will happen if they get what they claim they want. I have a real hard time believing that Cori Bush would come out on top in a chaotic situation in which only the strong and ruthless survive.
Right.
But she seems to think she would. And then there are a lot of people who just don't care. They want power now, and they figure that they will somehow be able to ride that tiger when they mount it. I don't think that works out that way in general.
Yeah. Ride the tiger, huh?
Yeah.
I do like that comparison. I always like the ride the tiger one. Well, you know, I had this discussion in the second hour. I don't believe a lot of people actually understand what a chaotic situation would entail. And, I mean, how there's not going to be a whole lot of discussing going on. It's going to be very blunt. It's going to be very brutal. It's going to be very action-packed. And it's probably going to be very painful for a lot of people. So.
Oh, I agree. And you see, the problem is for people who value the rule of law, who value logic, who value reason, who value freedom, our problem is, if it goes chaotic, we lose, or we have a very good chance of losing everything. The other side doesn't seem to care because the people who value freedom and order and the rule of law have always worked hard to try to preserve it. So this allows people who don't care an advantage. They can do, say, whatever they want, and they don't get just arbitrarily killed. Well, if they destroy the rule of law, that goes away. And they aren't going to be able to depend on the rule of law in our society to protect themselves. And we've seen this over and over and over again when totalitarian regimes take power. Very, very commonly, people who are affiliated with those regimes are some of those who are its first victim, because the people in power have to watch their backs very closely. And they're most attuned to any threat from inside the system that helped put them there. And it's just the way it works in reality, and I think most of these people have no clue about what is likely to happen.
Yeah. The bad parts. Anyway, we're right. we're going to run out of time in about a minute or so. In that amount of time, I have heard nothing out of the Rittenhouse case.
Well, there's some things happening. I've got an article coming up. One of the interesting things that I have not published, I might do something about it, is that it looks like the prosecutor's office, the district attorney's office in Kenosha, has just lost three prosecutors. Two are females that are going to Milwaukee. Another one has resigned for some other position. There's a total of 16 prosecutors, I believe, so that's almost 20% of the total. One of those was one of the prosecutors who's assigned to the Rittenhouse case. I looked at some of the specifics in that office, and it's really kind of strange. There's
Well, let's not get into it. Let's not get into it because we're going to run out of time before. We'll run out of time before you get to. You're already interesting me, so thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, and I hope to be here on
Friday.
Friday.
Very good, sir. All right. Thank you, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.